tree if it's not wider than Beis Hasayim, not wider than two saws. It can't be wider than 70 yamis by 70 yamis. That's always the shear. Rashi says, Elim kein einoi hevi ela kishir Beis Hasayim kichotzer ha-mishkan. That's the size of the chotzer of the mishkan. Sheshir zeh noster chom l'chol hekev. Shein l'adira. Anytime you make a mechitzis that you don't really live inside those mechitzis, you're not allowed to carry if the mechitzis are wider than a Beis Hasayim. V'im godolu mikan hevi karmelis. Mid the rabbanon they gave it a din of a karmelis. V'im metal tlemboi. Ela b'tech arbamis. Shalodim. Now v'ho akivun de b'yodayim. Hukifu l'dira hevi ho yosef Beis Hasayim l'tal tlebei. Here the question is, why is the lochem that if the branches spread out so far, more than 70 yamis by 70 yamis, we say now you're not allowed to carry inside. These are not good mechitzas. You can't carry inside. The question is, why not? If you're telling me now, we're talking about that you wove them, you braided the branches together, slachur, you made the branches, you made a good mechitzah, and the habminu is you plan to live there, so why isn't a good mechitzah? And if the Gemara, the Teret says, no, here it's worse. Mishum dehevi dira shetashmi shaliyavir. That you plan to live under the tree, it's not really called you plan to live there, dirat kva. It's called you're only using it to protect you from the sun. It's called mishum dehevi dira shetashmi shaliyavir. You're using it just to protect you from the sun. V'chol dira shetashmi shaliyavir. Anytime you're only using it to protect you from the air, is eimatat lemboi. Elos asayim. Hey, you're not allowed to carry in mechitzes once they're wider than a Beis Hasayim, if you don't live inside the mechitzes. So Rashi learns, Shetashmish Eliyavi means, Einu asuya dira zu, el letzarech avi shechutzlo, lishmor hasodis, v'einu chashuva dira lahatir hekav godol. Rashi learns, the avi means, the reason why you would want to stay in this tree is not because you want to live under the tree. It's not a place you live. It's just that you have to be ashamed, you have to watch the fields, and outside it's too sunny, so you want to stay under the tree. But under the tree is only for the purpose to protect the outside fields. So that's not called a good makam dira. And that's the klal. Anytime you have mechitzis, no matter how good the mechitzis are, even if you made the mechitzis, but if you don't live in that place, then if the hekif, if it's wider than a Beis Hasayim, it has a din karmelis midrabbanan, and you're not allowed to carry more than daladamis. Nafkamina by a park. If you're in a big park sometimes, even though there's mechitzis all around the park on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry there more than daladamis. If it's wider than 70 yamis, which would be if it's 140, if it's 140 feet by 140 feet, you would not be allowed to carry inside the park. Because the mechitzah is there, even though they're good mechitzahs, but it's not made to live inside there. Anytime you don't live inside the mechitzahs, the Rabbanan said if it's wider than the Beis Hasayim, it doesn't look like you have mechitzahs. It looks like Rishus Rabbim, you're not allowed to carry. Here also, even though the tree here, you braided the branches, they don't shake the branches, it's like good mechitzis, but since you're not living there, you're only using the inside to protect the outside sadis, that's not called a good hook of ladira, that's why you can't carry. But not because there's something wrong with the actual mechitzah itself. Toshima, come up and bring you another raya. Shavas Patel. Let's say somebody now began to hilchas tchum Shabbos. How far are you allowed to walk on Shabbos? So let's say not in the city, you're someplace outside. Now, Shavas Patel, you got stuck on top of a mountain. Tel means a little hill, let's say. Shu Gavoy Asara, the hill or the mountain is at least 10 tefachim off the ground, so it's called the Rishus by itself. Vu me arba amis ad Beis Hasayim. It can be wide anywhere from 4 amis wide up until this Beis Hasayim, up until 70 by 70 amis. The halacha is then, like it's called the Rishus HaYochid, and if you're staying there at the beginning of Shabbos, that's like your Dalad Amis. That's your Makam Dira. Now, from outside this, you could walk up Hayamama. Mashenkin, if you wouldn't be on top of a cliff, on top of a hill, you'd just be on the ground itself, you're out in the fields on Shabbos, then we say, wherever you are, Dalad Amis around you, that's your Makam where you're living. And out of that, you can't walk more than up Hayamama. That's Lach of Tchum Shabbos. Mashenkin, now that you're on top of this hill that has its own shame, Rishus HaYochid, because we'll say, good Achis, good Asik, the end of the hill goes up, the mechitzas go up, so you have mechitzas on top of you. It's called like Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, the whole thing is called like your house, and outside that, you first start counting your apayimama. The same thing with a ditch in the a hole in the ground. V'chein benika, if you have a hole in the ground. Shu'al nekasar, if the hole in the ground is at least deep, 10 tefachim. So again, it's also called its own Rishus, like Rishus HaYochid. V'umeyar ba'amas ad Beis Hasayim, it has to at least be dal damas wide, up until a Beis Hasayim. The same halacha, that makam is called your dira, And outside it, you first start counting your pine mama to work with the chum. Now the chiddush is when I give you a case arrive from us is the next case. V'chein koma kitzura. If you are in the middle of a wheat field, and in the middle of the wheat field you cut down the wheat, ushi boilas makifa soisa. But you have around the field, you still have wheat, the stalks are still there. So in the middle of the field, it's flat. Just around the field, you still have the long stalks still growing there. So that's like mechitzis around the field. So locher is again, mahalach es kula v'chutzla payimama. You're allowed to walk around this whole field. It's called like your daldamas, even though it's wide, up into a base of sayim, because it's called like a good rishus yochid. And you first start counting your payimama outside this field. Now the kasher is, these stalks that are growing, the wheat stalks, afagav the calls of a yossi. Regular stalks of wheat, the wind comes, it blows it, it shakes. So what do you say now, if around the field you have these stalks growing, it's called like you have a mechitza, that inside the field is called the Rishus HaYochid. So it's all like Dal Adamas to you. You're allowed to walk outside of the Paimama. Why? According to Rav Acha, Rav Yaakov, it should not be called a mechitza, because the wind shakes it. And to Gemara, no, Hosamnami, Diovadlei, Behutza, Vedafna, Enechanami, there also, we have to tell me a story that you made those stalks, you braided them, you wove them together, that you have other sticks there keeping them together. So therefore right now the wind cannot shake it. That's why the stalks are called the mechitza. But Allah, we talk about like Rav Acha, Rav Yaakov, that you have to make sure your mechitza, the wind cannot shake it. If you only have a curtain for a mechitza, that the wind shakes the curtain, that's not called a good mechitza. Yeah. Right. Mishnah says, Shiluchei mitzvah peturim min asukah. If somebody is sent to do a mitzvah, he's on his way doing a mitzvah, and it comes now Chag HaSukkos, he's potter from eating in the sukkah. He does not eat in the sukkah. So Rashi says the Chiddush. Rashi says, Shluchei mitzvah, holchei b'derech, people that are traveling on the road, the mitzvah, do a mitzvah, they're going to learn my Torah, they're going to learn Torah, they're going to yeshiva to learn Torah, holakpa p'nei rabbi, they're going to be mekabel the Rebbe, or liftei shvuyim, they're going to redeem people that are captured. So that's called the going to do mitzvahs. So the famous shalom this Rashi, lo my Torah, usually the klal is, when you're learning Torah, that doesn't pot you from doing other mitzvahs. The klal will soon see the whole sugi of Isaac, the mitzvah, potam and the mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have to do another mitzvah, that doesn't apply to limud Torah. That's a pasuk Gemara in Chagiga learns out, that when you're learning Torah, you have to do other mitzvahs also. So why does Rashi say, if you're going to learn Torah, are you potam from mitzvahs? When you're learning Torah, you're not potam from the mitzvah. So that's what they talk about. Maybe holchim are different. That's only when you're actually learning the Torah. There the svar is, like, what are you learning Torah for? In order to be able to do mitzvahs. So if you're going to tell me you don't have to do mitzvahs, that's not the purpose of learning. The whole purpose of learning is to do mitzvahs. So the mitzvah comes about that you have to do it. It's eif shalasosan deyachar. You have to stop the mitzvah and you have to go do it. Come sukkahs. You can't say, I'm learning, I'm not going to do sukkah today. I'm not going to do lulav. You have to stop learning and go do mitzvah sukkah. Do mitzvah lulav. But that's only because the whole Indian of learning Torah is to do the mitzvahs. But here it's a different mitzvah. Here the mitzvah is holchim. You're traveling, you're going. That's not the actual learning Torah itself. That's called stam yoistik in the mitzvah. Here Rashi holds, you put them in a mitzvah. So next Rashi says, p'turim min asukah, v'yafilo b'shaschen yosin. That's the chiddush here. Not only by day when they're traveling are they potter, but even when they rest at night. Let's say you're traveling. Sukkah is the 7 days. So what do you mean travel? You don't travel 7 days straight. You're zikha rest at night. So what about at night time when you go to sleep? Do you have to sleep in the sukkah or not? Rashi says, you potter from the nosom. If you have filo b'shaschen yosen, also you potter. And so he's asked the kash and Rashi, like, why? We know the klal is, oisik b'mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah, moshlo, somebody's wearing tzitzis, so he's doing a mitzvah. Do you want to tell me he's potter from mitzvah the rest of the day? I'm doing a mitzvah tzitzis, you tell me, oisik b'mitzvah, he's potter from the mitzvah, I wear tefillin. You wear tefillin the whole day, so you want to say you don't have to do any other mitzvahs? The locher is not like that. I will soon see the psukim, even though we darshin, oisik b'mitzvah is part of that's only when you can't do two mitzvahs at the same time. Like you're busy, you're oisik doing the mitzvah. Like b'shash, you're putting on tefillin. When you're doing the mitzvah tefillin, you can't do other mitzvahs. So b'shash, you're doing one that you can't do two, you don't have to do the second mitzvah. But when you could do two mitzvahs, how bad you have to do two? So go to kash here also. When they're sleeping at night, like l'chura, why can't they sit in the sukkah? Then they're not being torrid in the traveling. They should have to sit in the sukkah. So the last line of Taisa says, the Shluchim Mitzvah Taisa says, the Tzorach Leimam, to Ochi Nami, Ayri B'chi Aigavna Di Mitra Dei, B'chi Mitzvah, Sukkah Hevi Mavatlim Mitzvahs. We're talking about that if they're going to be bothered at night time, they're going to have to find a sukkah to sleep in, they're not going to be able to sleep good, they're not going to be able to do the mitzvah. We're talking about a case that to have to look for a sukkah is going to stop you from doing the mitzvah. So if that's the case, you have a right to sleep outside the sukkah. Ve'enachnam, if your mamash have a choice in front of you to sleep in the sukkah, sleep out of the sukkah, if it doesn't make a difference, if that doesn't stop you from doing the mitzvah, avad will have a chiyuv to even sleep in the sukkah. We're talking about a case that if you'll have to look around to find the sukkah, you won't be able to do the mitzvah. So holchim b'mitzvah is oisik b'mitzvah is potam in the mitzvah. Then the Mishnah says, chul cholin, if somebody is sick, u'misham shayim, someone is taking care of the chola, is also p'turim in the sukkah. He's also potter from the sukkah. Chur is a mitzayir. He's a chayli sick person. Doesn't have to eat. He's potter from the sukkah. Oichlin v'shoysen arai chus the sukkah. Halacha is you're allowed to eat or drink teres arai. Because even though you're supposed to eat in the sukkah, you're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. That's only achilas kfa, a permanent suda that you're not allowed to eat outside. Like more than a beyim. If you eat bread more than a beyim, you can't eat it outside the sukkah. Ma'ashenk il achilas arai, only temporary eating. The mashal less than a beya, that even a bread, you're allowed to eat even a piece of bread, less than the size of an egg, outside the sukkah. That's mutter. But, Nali Mor says, minoha nimili, how do we know the Yisrael of Al-Mishnah to say that shluche mitzvah potem in a mitzvah? How do I know that? A tremendous chiddush. That because you're going to do a mitzvah, now it's sukkahs, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. The Torah Rabbon, the Pasuk says, b'shiftecho b'beisecha, pasha by Krishma, when you're going, b'shiftecho, when you're sitting in your house. So, midashin prat liyosik b'mitzvah. Like, when do you have to say the mitzvah Krishma? When do you have to do this mitzvah? When you're sitting in your house, but not when you're being oisik and doing a mitzvah. When you're oisik and doing a mitzvah, when you're doing one mitzvah, you don't have to stop to do the other mitzvah. That's the pen, the Pasuk says, b'lechtecho b'derech, when you're going in the road, prat, that's another diyik, lechosin. That a chosin, the night of his chasna, he's potter, he doesn't have to say krishma. Mikanom, from here we learn out, that our kindness is a psula. If somebody gets married to an isha, the first time he's getting married to a psula, is potter, he's potter from saying krishma. We'll soon see what the chiddush is. That is also called oisik b'mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. Even though the night of the chasna, he's only doing the actual mitzvah, the bia, later on at night. But the chur during the chasna is not doing the amaisa bia, so chur is not being oisik in a mitzvah. So why doesn't he have to say Krishma at the beginning of the night? So Teres will soon see it. There's another type of Oisik, Petirda. In his mind, he's thinking about doing the mitzvah. It's something new. The first time he's doing the Bia, and she's a Psula. He doesn't know how it's going to go that night. So it's on his mind. So since he's thinking about doing the Maisa Bia, which is a mitzvah, we tell him he has a right to keep on thinking about it, and he has the Psula not to say Krishma. That's a special Pasuk. Ma'ashen kein, v'yasal monachayiv. If you're marrying the second time, or else you're marrying an almona, you're marrying a wife that was already married once, so the pshat is she's a bula, she had already bia, then it's not so hard to do it the first time. Well, even though by you, you're a bachur, but since she was already married, she's a bula, so then the first bia is not that hard, so you don't think about it that much. Therefore we say, you have to say krishma, you have no ptur to say, I'm thinking about the maisa bia, it's not so hard, so you have to say krishma. Here you chayiv. Now we'll soon explain. Rashi said, "V'shiyut tochov be'isecha prat liyosu b'mitzvah." Shein echayiv b'kriyashma. You're not chayiv in kriyashma only when you're sitting in your house, and not when you're doing a mitzvah. Now, come before us from Rashi. Soon we'll say, "How do you know this?" Now, v'lech tochov be'derech prat lachosin. Rashi will be afagav devinam b'mitzvah torin. Like, what do I need a second posik for? I have the first posik. When you're doing a mitzvah, you're potter from doing the second mitzvah. So Rashi says, "Itzruch leitrei kruai vada." Here, I need two psukim because they're two different chedushim. The Yevik Siv Chat only be the first Pasik. Kivon the Chosid Lav Behed Yiksiv. The Torah doesn't say clearly the case of the Chosin. Havamina, I would have thought, Le Potter HaKosid Ela Terech V'yoseh Melechas Mitzvah V'yadayim. Only in the case where you're really actual right now being oisted doing a mitzvah. Or a mahalach le mitzvah, or else you're walking to do a mitzvah. Or it's only in the case where right now. Yeah, if only would have said one posik, so I would have said the bigger chiddush. The bigger chiddush is really where you're being oisik and doing the mitzvah actually. In other words, your mom is putting on a pair of tefillin. When you're being oisik and putting on tefillin, then we say, let's say somebody comes and we'll ask you for tzedakah. You don't have to stop putting on your tefillin and give him tzedakah out of ptur. I'm oisik b'mitzvah right now. And the dvar speaks out. Like, what's the chiddush in this also? What do I need a pasuk for? The chur pshita. I'm right now doing a mitzvah. I'm putting on tefillin. It takes me 5 minutes to put on tefillin. And I'm only there, standing there, saying, give tzedakah. So we need a pasuk to say, don't stop your tefillin to give him tzedakah. Continue doing your mitzvah. So the Dvar asked the Chur Pshita, what do I need a pasuk for? Pshita, why would I think I have to stop doing a mitzvah? I have two mitzvahs in front of me, and I already started to do one mitzvah. So why would I think I'd have to stop doing the mitzvah tefillin to give tzedakah? Like in Svar, I shouldn't have to stop. What do I need the pasuk for? So the Dvar says the chiddush of the pasuk is that there's an iser to stop. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. But oisik b'mitzvah, part of the mitzvah means oisik b'mitzvah. At the time when you're actually working, you're doing a mitzvah. Right now you're putting on your tefillin. Put them in a mitzvah means as if there's no mitzvah there. That is an oni, a poor person is asking you for money as if there's no mitzvah. So if you stop the tefillin to do it, you're like doing an avera. You're stopping the mitzvah tefillin for no purpose. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. That when you're oisik in a mitzvah, you're not allowed to stop doing that mitzvah to do another mitzvah. That's the chiddush. But if only one pasuk, I would think. It only applies in the case that you're really actually oisik. You're doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. And you're doing putting on the tefillin right now. Then I'd say you don't have to stop to do another mitzvah. Avu chosin, but I would not know the second chiddush for that one pasuk. A chosin, the person that's getting married that night, shu yashiv a bottle. Right now, he's in the middle of, he's eating, he's talking, he's not doing any ma'aseh mitzvah the whole night. The ma'aseh, alright, good, he did the ma'aseh kedushin. But after the kedushin, then the next mitzvah is he does the bia later at night. But in between all that time, he's not doing a mitzvah. He ain't oisik. He's not oisik in any mitzvah. Elo tenu chiddush by chosin. Torid b'machshev es bila. He's thinking in his mind that night, he thinks about the bia. That's a mitzvah tonight. So, loy poter akosav. I would have thought the pasuk says you're not poter. You're not poter. Hilkach, mikro yisar. I need a second pasuk ashmina. The poter mikriyashma. The torid b'machshev es bila. That since he's worried about now how he'll do the bia at night, she's a psula. The first time it's hard to do it, he's thinking about it, and since he's thinking about a mitzvah, that's the next posik, we let him continue thinking about it, and he's put him in a mitzvah. In other words, if not for this posik, I would have said, Chosin, you're thinking about something. Stop thinking, you're mechuyev to stop thinking and do the mitzvah krishma. The Torah says you have to do krishma. Ah, you're busy. Like we'll soon see later, the guy is damn worried about the ship got drowned in the ship. A ship got drowned in the ocean. So it's bothering him. That's no proof not to say krishma. We tell you, stop thinking about what you're thinking about and say krishma. It's only if you're thinking about a mitzvah that you don't have to stop to do the next mitzvah. So that's the second pasuk here. That a chosin, since he's thinking about doing a mitzvah, he has the right not to stop thinking, and Mela doesn't have to say krishma. This is all Bazmana Gemara with the say Krishma, you have to have a lot of kavana. So Mela, when you're thinking about something else, you couldn't have enough kavana. But Bazmana Zer, that we don't have that much kavana anyway, so I care, it's brought down, you're supposed to say Krishma the night of Yechasna Bazmana Zer. Because we don't have that much kavana anyway. So as much kavana as we have the whole year, you can have the night of Yechasna also. Right. Hakurnis is. Shakaloki. Hakurnis is Absula Potter. Yes, Harmona Chayit. That much is my mashma. How do we know these Kedushim and these Psukim? Omer Afuna, Kiderot. The Bosa says, when you're going in the road. So ma derech, just like walking in the road, rishus, you don't have to walk in the road, you're taking a stroll. Is av kol rishus. Anytime you start doing your rishus, then there's a mitzvah to say krishma. Lafu kehai to the mitzvosik. Mashenka, when a person is oisting and doing a mitzvah, he's doing kibbut aveim now, he's doing putting on tefillin, he's being oisting and doing a mitzvah, he's part of other mitzvahs. For the Gemara, no. Milo Yaskino, aren't we talking about the causal of the Dvar Mitzvah? Maybe the person, Baderech, means he's going to the Dvar Mitzvah. He's going to visit his Rebbe now in Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah. He's going to hear a shir. He's going to do a mitzvah. And still, the Komer Rachmona Likri. Maybe still the Torah says you have to say Krishma. Like, what's your raya for Novelektacho Baderech? Baderech means only when you're taking a stroll. Maybe the post is throwing, even when you're going to Davin now, you're going to do a mitzvah. Still the Torah says you have to do the mitzvah Krishma. For the Gemariam came, if so, lay makroa b'sheves obaleches. The Torah just should have said, b'sheves when you're sitting, obaleches when you're going. My b'shiftecho. Why does Elohim, b'shiftecho, you're sitting, obalechtecho, you're going? Why is the extra cho? What's the mean you? So we dash in, b'leches didoch. Only when you're going for your own purpose, doing a dvar reshus. Hu d'machayeves. That's when you have to say krishma. But if you're going someplace to do a mitzvah, you're being oisik in a mitzvah right now, then ptiris. Then the Torah never said the mitzvah krishma. That's how we dash from these two psukim. Of b'shiftecho b'veisecho, b'shiftecho when do you have to say krishma, b'shiftecho when you're sitting for your own sake. When you're sitting to do a dvar mitzvah, you're potter for mitzvah krishma. Uvalechtecho, only when you're walking for your own sake, do you have to say krishma. when you walk in the Dvar Mitzvah, then you have to do the mitzvah, then you put them in a mitzvah. And what do we need to psukim for? The second chiddush is even the chosin, even though he's only thinking about a mitzvah, he also has the right not to stop thinking about the mitzvah, to do the mitzvah kriyishma, but rather he continues thinking about his mitzvah, and he's potter from kriyishma. For the Gemara Hochiv, that's the Svara now, the second postik, afilu kainis asam mononami. Even if he marries an amon, he marries a wife that was already married once. She's a bull already. So true, there's not such a big tear though, but he's still doing a mitzvah though. So why isn't he potter? And for the Gemara, kainis asam psula turret. When you marry a psula the first time, you're worried. You don't know how it's going to go. She's a psula, it's hard to make the bia. So therefore we say you're potter from the mitzvah, because you're worried, you have things on your mind. When you marry an ishto, is already married once, you don't think about it so much, it doesn't bother you so much. Therefore, since you don't have tirda, the thing's bothering you, therefore we say you have to say krishma. Now, is that true? The torah, anytime you have things bothering you, you want to say that's the ptur. Like really both, whether you marry an amon or you marry a psula, you're doing a mitzvah. So why is one chayiv as one is potter? You're telling me because by a psula there's tirda. You're thinking about something, it's bothering you. Something's bothering you. Mashenka, you're marrying an amon, nothing bothers you. So mashma bothering you, that's what patters you from krishma. For the Gemara, is that true? Hochinami the potter. El meyativ, so, tova svinosa bayam. Somebody has a $1 million ship, and all of a sudden he got news, a big storm came and the ship drowned. So who are the guys? Mamish finished. He's a lot of things bothering him now. The Torah, the guy is bothering. He has a lot of tears on his mind right now. You want to tell me, Hochinami the potter? He's potter from saying krishma. How about it, no? I have a chitema, maybe you tell me Yochinami, maybe Enichinami. A guy that has a lot of tirdos, the question is like this. Things are bothering you right now. And when they're bothering you, you can't say krishma. When you have a lot of kavana, you can't say krishma. The mitzvah is to say as much kavana you can have. You can't have your kavana now. So the question is, do we tell you, you have to stop thinking about what you're thinking about and say krishma? Like, do you have to stop your thinking or not? So Poshet Avadi, you have to stop. So if you have to stop, why is the psula different? Someone says, maybe no. Maybe you don't have to stop. If you have things bothering you right now, maybe you're also potter for doing mitzvahs. For the Gemara, it's not true. The Yomer Rav Abba Vazavde, Omer Rav. Ovil. Somebody's in Ovil. Chmon Lassan, one of the person in his mishpacha died. So he feels terrible now. Still, Chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvah samurus patera. He's chayiv to do all the mitzvahs. After anointing, after they made the kfur ready, after the mace is nikva buried already, now you have a chiyuv to do all the mitzvahs like anybody else. Chutz minat tefillin. Just the first day, you're put for putting on tefillin. Shereinem abem ter. Because the Torah says by tefillin ter, it's a nice thing. Like you have to look nice. And a novel doesn't look nice, he's like in sacks and torn clothing, he's put from wearing tefillin the first day. But Lachura, here you see, a novel has a lot of tirda, a lot of things are bothering him, he just lost the mishpacha. Still we tell him, after the kfura, you have to stop thinking about the misa and do the mitzvahs. So you see, stop the fact that something is bothering you, that doesn't pat you from doing mitzvahs. The chiyuv is to stop thinking about them and do your mitzvah. So if so, what's the difference between marrying a besula or marrying an amana? In both of them, you're doing a mitzvah. I, by besula, you're thinking, you're telling me now thinking about something doesn't pat you. So my answer is Pasha, no. Ha-cha Torah tirda the mitzvah. It depends what you think. It depends what's bothering you. Where you're getting married to a besula, what's bothering, what you're thinking about is, how are you going to do the bia that night? How are you going to have tashmish that night? And that's the mitzvah. So you're thinking about a mitzvah. So what's bothering you right now is how to do the mitzvah. That's potter. Since you're thinking about doing a mitzvah, the Torah says you don't have to stop thinking to do other mitzvahs. That's also called Isaac the mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. If you're thinking about doing a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is mutl on you to do it tonight, you're potter from doing other mitzvahs. Mashenken hosom, where your svina drowned, or else even by an oval, tirda the rishus. That's only called your torid, you're being worried about a rishus. You don't have to be worried there. There's no mitzvah to worry about it. So therefore, there we tell you, stop worrying about the ship, and do the mitzvah. So tremendous chiddush here, the Ba'avelis also, the Rashi says, the third line from the bottom, tirda the rishus. Why is an oval then chayav to do all the mitzvahs? Lachura novel feels terrible. He's thinking about what happened, the misa. So it's a mitzvah avelus. So why do you say a novel has to do all the other mitzvahs? No, I should say he's thinking about a mitzvah, should be potter. Rashi says the chiddush. Va'afal pi shuchayav linig avelus. Shel nilas lo nila. Rechitza v'sicha laharas kavod nesa. Even though he's mechuyev not to wear shoes and not to wash himself and not to rub himself. But the union of Avelis is only to show covered lemeisai. You have to show covered to the mace. Of the ain oichayiv with steyer. They need to feel bad, stop to cry, have tsar, to have put pain upon yourself. That is no mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah of Elis. The mitzvah of Elis is just not to do dvarim shel simcha. You're not allowed to do things to show you're happy. You have to say you don't care about the mace at all. You have to give cover to the mace, be noig mitzvah of Elis. But there's no mitzvah to be mitzvah yourself, to be in pain, to be sad, or to be have worries on your head. Therefore, if you're worried now, and that's the reason why you can't say Kriya Shema, we tell you nothing doing. You have to stop thinking about your worries and go say Kriya Shema. It's only when you're marrying a besula, there we say, you're worried, you're thinking about how you're going to do the mitzvah tonight, so there we say you don't have to stop thinking, you're allowed to continue thinking, and you're potter from the mitzvah. For the Gemara, is it true now? V'yoysik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Me'yocha nafka, these the psukim here, b'shiftuch b'mesnech l'atuch ha-baderech. That we're learning out of Yosik and the mitzvah while you're actually doing the mitzvah, that you can't do two at the same time. Like what Vos says, there's an issa to stop doing the first mitzvah. You have to continue doing it and not start to do the second one. Then you tell him Yosik the mitzvah. It's pot that means the second one is not even a mitzvah. You're not allowed to stop to do it. Mehocha nafka from here. Mehostem nafka. There's another posik we'll be learning out from. From the Pasha of Pesach Sheni, the Tanya, the posik says like this. Vayihi anoshim mashuhoyu tamein l'nefeshodim. The people that were Tomei by Pesach Rishon, by Yudalid, by Nisan, they were still Tomei l'meis. They couldn't bring a Korban Pesach. So the Pasuk says they bring a Pesach Sheni. Now, Oisim Anoshim Mihoyu. Who are those people that were Tomeiim by Pesach Rishon and couldn't bring it? They don't bring a Pesach Sheni. So one man the Yom says, Noisvay Aroina Sheyosef Hoyu. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. These were the people that were carrying the Oren of Yosef HaTzadik. They carried him out of Mitzrayim, they brought him into the Midbar, so they were still Tomei because they were carrying Yosef HaTzadik. That's why they were Tomei. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says, no,